Gran, get to the Bondi.
What is a Bondi?
Get to the Colectivo.
What is a Colectivo?
It's a bus, you idiot. It's what Argentines call a bus, you idiot. And don't forget the moneda so they won't let you get down.
Don't you mean get on?
Get down.
Get on.
Get down.
Get on.
Do it now. Do it now.
Dan Carlin is the expat. Fernando Farias is the local. BA Cast, the Buenos Aires podcast.
Episode 10, December 9, 2010. Today we'll be chamujando about the legitimate,
meaning false,
claims of inventions by Argentines.
And in connection with that, Frank Almeida of Sugar and Spice Cookies provided us with the top 5 meh apostrophe s things Argentines love that he thinks are just meh.
Spanglish playground with more expressions of a mound.
The sequel, part 2 today of The Laws of Mate.
And introducing today the audio guides of Eternauta's cultural tours for you to know a little more about BA.
We're taping today's show at Aria 3's workplace. Oh, and soon we'll be chamushando with its alma mater, Martin Frankel.
Alma mater? Don't you know the expression? Alma mater is like the spiritual leader of something.
Huh, we use it in a different sense in English.
All shows are available on our website, bacast.com, or subscription via, I learned that on show number 9, iTunes.
Or via, either one, they're both correct. By the way, if you have anything to tell us, like, shut up, boludos, que se callan la boca, you should go to contact@bacast.com or our Facebook page.
This podcast is brought to you by Anuva Wines, anuvawines.com.
Okay, we have the top 5 mess. I don't know if I'm doing it right. By Frank Almeida of Sugar and Spice, with the top 5 things Argentines love that he thinks are just meh, this is so offensive, so insulting to us that I don't want to be involved with that at all. So Dan
Carlin, I'm going to do all of the intros.
He's going to do everything.
All of the everything with this. It's going to be so enjoyable.
Puesto número 5.
Quilmes. Yeah, it's Argentine's Budweiser, and it sucks just the same. Well, maybe not as bad, but it's definitely in the same category.
Puesto número 4.
Churros. Just across the river in Uruguay, you have a great fresh churro. Why can't they make it like that here? They have to put this awful hydrogenated chocolate covering on the churros here and totally ruin it. Isn't there a Spaniard among the population to help out? I could even get a better churro in the streets of Chicago with more variety of fillings to boot.
Puesto número 3.
Chimichurri. I was expecting a little bit of heat, a blast of flavor that would bring out a party in my mouth when combined with steak. All it really does is get in the way. Meh!
Puesto número 2.
Kiosco Alfajores. Not the premium variety, but those ubiquitous hockey pucks of dulce de leche and cheap sandwich cookie covered in fake chocolate. Thankfully, there are some great quality ones, but the massive consumption of the cheap variety makes the Argentine staple, to me, just meh.
Puesto número 1.
Sandwiches de miga. To me, they're basically Wonder Bread sandwich with the crust cut off. Yeah, I used to have those when I was 5 years old. Meh.
I promise my fellow Argentines will get back at them very soon.
Meh, meh, meh.
The Lord of Mate. The Cebador is God.
The Cebador is God.
Only guy authorized to fix the mate, check the temperature, or how it looks is the Cebador.
Cebador
is God.
He's in control.
Froth or espuma is good.
Froth or espuma is good.
A mate with froth is how you want a mate to look like. Actually, you could, if you get this compliment,
check out this mate. It looks as somebody spat on it.
That's a compliment. It's not a criticism.
Fantastic.
Floating sticks are bad.
Floating sticks are bad.
Palos, the sticks, is not a good sign. If the mate looks like a soup with yerba sticks, like noodles in it, that means that it's lavado.
That's a giveaway for a lousy, very bad cebador.
The laws of mate. Mate.
Watch out! Chamulleros chamullando.
Chamulleros talking crap.
Bullshitters chamullando. Ahora,
chamullamos.
Okay, so one day I was out there waiting for the 15, right?
Yeah, and it's a good bus.
It's not a bad bus.
It's a pretty good bus.
Wait. I would say that on a scale of 1 to 10, with the 10 being the, the 60.
You move around the province so you can compare.
I can. Sure, I can.
You would say that the 15, the 15 is not a 8?
I would have given it a 6.5. Certainly above average.
It's very good. I mean, it's got...
Look. I think that it's pretty fair to say that the 60 is the cream of the crop.
Yeah, it's the...
It's the top.
It's the top. It's like the... Well, it's actually the icon, symbol of Colectivos.
This is like the irony of all irony, talking about the icon of Colectivos?
Not at all. Not for me. The Colectivos are a very delicate, sensitive thing for Argentines, because it's one of the many things we claim we invented.
Yeah, that's bullshit. We know that.
I know, but, well, actually... The invention...
You also claim you invented the big pen.
The birome.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah, right.
Well, actually, not us, but...
not us, but the Uruguayans, right?
No, a Hungarian. Uh-huh. A Hungarian guy who migrated to Argentina in the 1930s.
And salsa golf?
Salsa golf is the invention of Federico Lenoir.
Ketchup and mayonnaise? Ketchup and mayonnaise?
We invented that.
That's half a step away from Thousand Island dressing, and the only difference is Thousand Island dressing has relish in it, and salsa golf doesn't.
Yeah,
that's the only difference.
Yeah, I always ask myself that. I used to be a guide, and one of the major highlights of Recoleta Cemetery is the tomb of Federico Lenoir, the Nobel Prize.
The inventor of salsa golf.
Exactly.
And now, the audio guides of Eternauta's cultural tours.
Canning, the one-handed prime minister. In Plaza Mitre, the neighborhood of Recoleta, we can see a curious statue. A bronze figure in frock coat and cape and a missing hand. The pedestal displays the coat of arms of Argentina and the United Kingdom. The person depicted is George Canning, British Prime Minister who recognized the independence of the United Provinces of the River Plate, which was the ancient name of Argentina, in 1826. The monument was originally placed in the area of Retiro, in what used to be Plaza Britannia, close to the Tower of the English, but it suffered the ups and downs of the relationship with the United Kingdom. In 1982, during the Falklands or Malvinas War, a nationalist group cut off a hand and threw the rest of the statue to the River Plate. It was recovered and relocated where it lies today, very close to the United Kingdom Embassy, somehow protected under some trees and far from the street. Location. Plaza Mitre is located on Liberator Avenue, Avenida del Libertador, between the National Library and the Fine Arts National Museum, at the bottom of the British Embassy.
For more info on Eternauta's cultural tours of BA,
go to eternautas.com.
Ahora, the locals...
Buenos Aires have their say. This is
the local chat.
Hello, I'm Juan Farias. I'm a tour leader. I work for a British company, an overlanding company, just taking people around South America. I love the fact that I open my mouth everywhere, anywhere, in any country of Spanish-spoken countries, and they can tell, like, right away, within 10 seconds, they can tell where I'm from. And that's pretty much priceless. It's like being an Irish guy and being recognized anywhere in the world. You know, you can be, people can be mistaken from where you are from as an English speaker. Maybe if you're from Canada, from the US, probably people that is not from those countries, they think that just sound the same. But in our case, it's just like literally 10 seconds people can tell where we're from.
BA Cast, the Buenos Aires podcast. Podcast.
Sí. Ajá. Tan seductora. Te voy a llevar al kiosco. Vas a chupar el chupetín. Dale, nena, no pares. Seguí hasta llegar al punto.
Te voy a llevar al kiosco. Flaco, proba lo que tengo para vos. Vas a gastar todo lo que tenés. Y seguí hasta llegar al punto.
Dale, che. Lo podés tener a tu manera. ¿Cómo lo querés?
Don't say
el autobús.
Instead, say
el bondi.
Spanglish Playground.
Expressions of amount, parte número 2.
Una banda. It's perfect for replacing. The place was packed with people in use. Había una banda de gente en la fiesta.
Now, un vagón literally is a train car. It's mainly for money. Me costó un vagón de guita or me costó un vagón de plata.
Un par, literally a couple, like many Argentine expressions, is ambiguous, counterintuitive, or even misleading.
Y me llevó un par de años recibirme. Can mean
it took me 10 years to graduate.
B.A. Cast. B.A. Cast.
La Nación newspaper published last Sunday a pretty interesting article on cash discounts that are illegal. On Florida streets, on Florida Street, one can find stores that offer discounts for cash payments of between 10 and up to 30%.
But according to a law, 20065, a business cannot charge different prices depending on the method of payment.
Stores justify these methods by the fact that credit cards charge 3% commissions for each purchase. On top of that, 18 days the credit cards take to reimburse the shop the money.
Banks say this is no excuse for discounts of up to 30% that are merely a facade for not paying VAT and income tax. Credit card operations force business owners to be completely legal, whereas cash discounts plus a ticket no válido como factura receipt means evasion.
If reported, stores offering discounts for cash payments may be expelled from credit cards networks. Okay, we found on a blog called Seashells and Sunflowers, which is published by Katie, a listener and an expat based not in Buenos Aires but in the seaside city of Necochea, notes on the Argentine approach to cooking. This is an excerpt and it's very funny.
One of the biggest problems with Argentine recipes is they often don't exist in the first place. Should you be fortunate enough to encounter a written recipe, it's often lacking the most basic details. For example, exact amounts, temperature, estimated cooking time, etc. It's easy to get lost in the ambiguous directions and inexact measurements. Puñados, pizcas, and poquitos.
That's how you cook, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What's the problem with
that? It's a fantastic way to do it. Doled out in heaping helpings in some of these recipes. To avoid precision, Argentine cooks also love to list amounts of key ingredients as a gusto, meaning to taste. Oh, that's a great way to do it. Salt and pepper to taste? Okay, I can handle that. But when virtually every component of the recipe reads add to taste, the collection of ingredients ceases to be a recipe.
I didn't know that there was something wrong with that. I mean, only my grandmother knows how to do bocadillos, and I'm not expecting that anyone can do it that way.
But if she codified it, maybe somebody could.
I don't know.
Bring her recipe.
She tried.
Give her recipe.
Isn't there like
timelessness?
Isn't it okay to provide a personal touch to?
Of course.
Cooking?
That's why you have to have a recipe in the first place. If you don't have an exact recipe in the first place, how is it at personal at all?
BA Cast, the Buenos Aires podcast.
Next week we'll have new guest Chamulleros joining us. Juscens. When you start planning your Christmas shopping, take into account that it's customary to present the encargado of the building with a present. How I did? Okay, enough with the emceeing.
What are you talking about? I was freestyling, man. I was into it. And you were into it for like 2 seconds too.
Two cents. When you start planning your Christmas shopping, take into account that it is customary to present the encargado of the building with a present.
And remember, he guards the door to your house, so it's not a bad idea to give him something nice. Nothing big, a bottle of cider or a pan dulce, not that it's mandatory, but be aware that your neighbors will also be doing that. So if he's going to tell someone to rob somebody, it's going to be you if you don't give him something.
Okay, before our shout tune, we'd like to tell you that we'll have a surprise presenter on that next week.
Diego Torres was first known as the son of the famous actress and singer, and for starring on a very popular TV show in the early 90s.
But it was his feel-good Latin-style music and, of course, his enormous charisma that made him a star in his own right.
In 2002, he released what was going to become his greatest hit, Color Hope, or Color Esperanza.
It is worthy of mention that when the song was released, Argentina had just had its worst economic crisis, so the social climate was pretty gloomy. And a track speaking of being hopeful, being optimistic, was pretty timely.
Pretty gloomy.
Chao, cheta luego.
Que les vaya bien.
Sé que hay en tus ojos con solo mirar que estás cansado de andar y de andar y camina girando siempre en un lugar. Sé que las ventanas se pueden abrir, cambiar el aire depende de ti, te ayudará, vale la pena una vez más. Saber que se puede, querer que se pueda, quitarse los miedos, sacarlos afuera. Pintarse la cara color esperanza, tentar al futuro con el corazón. Es mejor perderse que nunca embarcar, mejor tentarse a dejar de intentar, aunque ya ves que no es tan fácil.